Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you've tuned in with us today. Today we're going to use the powerful energies that are flowing to Earth at this time to further prepare our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies for the tremendous influx of light that we're going to experience on December 12th, as well as December 21st and 22nd. As you listen to this online broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice we are creating. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life and will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now feel the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing through your heart flame and expanding from your heart into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that you are one with this magnificent presence of divine love, and as God lifts you up, all life on this planet is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. So as we progress today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Precious heart, your time is at hand. We are in the midst of a momentous event on this planet that each and every one of us have been preparing to participate in for literally eons of time. I am delighted that you are awake and that you have volunteered to help lift humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth up the spiral of evolution to the next octave of our learning experience. You may not know on a conscious level all of the details of your lifetime's worth of preparation, but I assure you, your God self, your I Am presence, knows exactly how you can be the most effective instrument of God during the unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that we are in the midst of experiencing. You have an important part to play, or you would not be an embodiment at this time, and you would not be receiving this information. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Then remain in a state of listening grace. Respond according to the inner promptings of your heart, to the opportunities that are being magnetized into your sphere of awareness. There are myriad activities of light taking place all over the planet during the month of December 2012 because of the cosmic moment that we are now in the midst of. See which events resonate in your heart. Then make the choice to join either physically by attending the events or join in consciousness by adding your light to the events from wherever you are on the planet When we join together, either physically or in consciousness, the company of heaven has been granted a special cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. They are now allowed to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just think of that. For each and every one of us, it is the same as 1,000,000 people invoking the light when we make our invocations. 1,000,000 people for each and every one of us. This gift of divine grace will exponentially expand the light that we are capable of adding to the world during this cosmic moment. So please stay focused in your heart, listen to the guidance from your God self, and don't let this opportunity pass you by. I'm going to be participating in 3 events that I'd like to invite you to participate in during the month of December. So I'm going to share that information and just listen to it and see what resonates in your heart. You can check it out on our website, and you can go to the websites for the people involved directly. Now, on November 28th, we experienced a very powerful lunar eclipse that expanded the open heart energy of both humanity and Mother Earth. This allowed the I Am presence of every person on Earth to magnetize the patterns of perfection from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love in more effective and powerful ways from the realms of cause. This paved the way for the powerful activities of life that will take place in December. The first major influx of light will occur on December 12th, which is numerically 12-12-12. It is the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium. I have the honor of participating in the Star Knowledge Conference at the Carefree Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. That event will take place December 10th through the 13th. For details, you can go to our website and click on the link for the Star Knowledge Conference website, and you can have all of the information. And whether you are inspired to physically attend or whether you want to just project light to this event from wherever you are is right and perfect. We'll all be in our right and perfect places. On December 12th, 2012, 12-12-12, what will occur is that our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, and the feminine aspect of deity throughout creation will breathe into the Earth's crystal grid system the highest frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that life on this planet is capable of withstanding. Now, the crystal grid system of Mother Earth is identical to the acupuncture meridians within our physical bodies through which the light of God in our gift of life flows into every cell and organ of our bodies. Due to the monumental influxes of light that have occurred over the past several decades, and especially since the dawn of the new millennium, this influx of light on 12-12-12 will be the greatest influx of divine love that humanity has ever been able to experience. For over 500 years, December 12th has been celebrated in Mexico and throughout Central and South America as the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. For millions of people, this aspect of Mother Mary has symbolized the return of the Divine Feminine, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. On 12-12-12, our Mother God and all of her exponents, the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, will co-create a force field of divine love that will envelop every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth, and all of the spaces in between the particles and waves of life. This force field will reinforce a multidimensional and multifaceted womb of divine love and a birth canal of divine love that will assure Earth's safe passage up the spiral of evolution and the birth of the new Earth in the realms of cause. Now, this information from the beings of light is complex, and the beings of light are aware that in most instances this information is beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. But they assure us that the I Am presence within each and every one of us clearly understands this bigger picture of what is happening on the planet. And they said that adding to the light of the world during this miracle known as the shift of the ages and the birth of the new Earth in all her splendor is exactly why you and I and the rest of humanity volunteered to embody on Earth at this time and to be that open door as instruments of God for the light of God that will assist with this process. The events of 12-12-2012 will be the final step of preparation leading up to the December solstice and the birth of the new Earth, which will take place December 21st and 2nd, 2012. These two dates reverberate with the master number 11. 12-12-2012 is 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2, and that equals an 11. December 21st, 2012 is 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2, and that also equals 11. As I've said many times through various programs, 11 is a code within us that is activating our divine potential. It is the master number that carries the numerical frequency that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Now, on December 20th, I'm going to have a meditation in Tucson, Arizona, and it'll be from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's sponsored by the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose. We've organized this event to take place at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, and during this activity of light that we're calling the Shift of the Ages, we will create the safety net for the cosmic events that will take place during the December solstice. This event is free and open to the public. You can find out more details about it on our website, and you are welcome to attend or to participate in consciousness. During the activity of light on December 20th here in Tucson, we will unite with the Company of Heaven and lightworkers around the world, and together we will co-create the sacred space for the greatest influx of light humanity and the Earth have ever experienced. We will form a chalice of light that will cradle the Earth and will serve as a particle accelerator to prepare every man, woman, and child at a cellular level to safely receive the monumental influx of light that will occur on Earth when we align with the galactic core of the Milky Way during the December solstice. Then the next day, on December 21st and 22nd of 2012, I've been invited to participate in a very powerful event that will take place in Sedona, Arizona. Sedona is a power point along Earth's crystal grid system through which the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light from suns beyond suns beyond suns will flow during the solstice and the galactic alignment. This event is called Sedona 2012 Festival. For details, you can go to our website and click on their website and have all of the details of how you can participate either physically or how you can join us in consciousness from afar. On December 21st and 22nd, 2012, the Earth is going to align with the galactic core of the Milky Way. This will open a portal of light that will extend from the very heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is, and it will flow into the divine momentum that is pulsating in the center of the earth. This influx of light will flow through God's all-encompassing divine matrix to bless every particle of life on this planet. This divine matrix is the body of our Father, Mother, God, within which all creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This influx of light will begin the process that will birth the new earth in the realms of cause. This will be earth's new beginning. From that moment forth, the patterns of our planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of divine love will easily flow into the mental and emotional strata of earth. Humanity will be able to easily tap into these patterns of perfection, and then through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs, we will magnetize these patterns and bring them into manifest form in the physical plane. These patterns contain the viable solutions to every humanly created malady that is existing on Earth. The birth of the new Earth will accelerate the awakening of even the most recalcitrant souls, thus causing a shift that will take place in the energy, vibration, and consciousness of each and every one of us. This shift is going to reflect a new level of understanding that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Humanity en masse will begin to realize that what affects one part of life affects all life. From this new awareness, people will be inspired to work together to find win-win solutions that will benefit every person and enhance the existence of every facet of life on Earth. We will realize once and for all that there is no such thing as us and them. There is no separation. With every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the collective consciousness of light on the planet or to the collective consciousness of discord, pain, and suffering. Once that becomes obviously aware in our consciousness, we will monitor our thoughts and feelings, and we will be the instruments of God that we volunteered to be prior to this embodiment. This is the moment that we have been preparing for eons of time. And as the Hopi say, we are the ones we have been waiting for. So go within to the divinity of your heart and experience this inner knowing. The beings of light have heralded this year of 2012 as the year in which the earth will be born into a higher level of consciousness. Amazing things are happening all over this planet, and one of the gifts manifesting now is a greatly accelerated opportunity for us to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical bodies, literally healing our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As a merciful activity of divine grace, our Father, Mother, God hath granted beloved Mother Mary and the Ascended Master Hilarion, who works in the inner temples of healing, permission to intervene in a healing process of humanity's earthly bodies in new and profound ways. In the heavenly realms, these two beings of light, Mother Mary and Hilarion, are responsible for the etheric temples dedicated to healing and music. These temples are open throughout the year, and all of us have the ability to experience the radiant light flowing through these temples in our finer bodies as we sleep at night, All we have to do is ask our I Am presence to take us safely to the temples of healing and music when we go to sleep at night, and to bring us back safely in the morning. We can also ask that we consciously remember the celestial experiences of healing that we have in those inner temples. Pulsating within the focus of healing and music is the emerald green and violet flame known as the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This sacred fire is gently healing and preparing our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at a cellular level to be lifted and transformed into the limitless physical perfection of our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar-like bodies. We are actually being transformed from carbon-based planetary beings in a process that is lifting us up into crystalline-based solar light beings. When we consciously participate in this process by asking Mother Mary and the Ascended Master Hilarion to help us heal the specific challenges that we're going through in our earthly bodies, the beneficial effects of this wondrous healing light will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. It is important for all of us to realize that even in the midst of the outer world challenges and the painful experiences that are taking place all over the planet, we are still receiving life-transforming assistance from our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. Knowing this and remembering this will help us to stay focused on the light and keep us from feeling hopeless or being overwhelmed with the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. During this cosmic moment on Earth, everything is being accelerated, and we are literally moving forward at warp speed. This causes the negativity surfacing in our lives to come up even faster so that it can be transmuted back into light as quickly as possible. And it seems like we barely have time to deal with one situation before the next challenge surfaces in our life. Lightworkers who are able to perceive the bigger picture and to really understand what is happening have a great advantage. Imagine going through this situation with no concept of the wonderful transformation the Earth is going through. Even though things are very challenging, at least we know that the end result is going to be well worth our efforts. People who do not understand the reasons for the cleansing and purging that Earth is going through are terrified, and many of them feel that the Earth and all life upon her are just headed for our ultimate and imminent demise. Both humanity and the Earth are in the midst of the most intensified purging and cleansing process we have ever endured. At the same time, we are going through the most extreme acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness that we have ever experienced in any of our earthly sojourns. This dual activity is vital to our ascension process, but it is wreaking havoc on our physical bodies and the body of Mother Earth, as we can see by the challenges taking place in our lives. As a result of these physical challenges, millions of people are asking for divine intervention, asking God to help them heal their bodies and to give them respite from the stress that their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are going through. In response to these sincere, heartfelt calls, the floodgates of heaven have opened, and our Father, Mother, God have given the beings of light, especially those associated with the temples of healing and music, permission to assist us in new and profound ways. It is difficult for us to fathom with our finite minds the magnitude of what this gift of divine grace truly means. But during this cosmic moment, humanity is now able to receive from on high unprecedented assistance with the healing of our earthly bodies. All we have to do is ask for this divine assistance. The wonderful thing about the gift of divine grace is that all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. That means that when we invoke healing for ourselves and our loved ones, that healing light will also then be available for every man, woman, and child on earth. Since humanity's thoughts, words, feelings, and actions are reflected on the elements of earth, as we heal ourselves, we will also heal the body of Mother Earth and the elemental kingdom. This collective effort will help to calm the natural disasters that are manifesting around the world, and it will transmute our karmic liabilities associated with the elemental kingdom in more gentle and loving ways, with light instead of cataclysmic earth changes. It will lift the earth and all life evolving upon her into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension in a much more gentle way. For this specific facet of the unfolding divine plan, our Father, Mother, God have invoked the beings of light from the etheric temples of healing and music. And as I mentioned, this sacred fire that blazes within these temples is the most powerful frequency of healing light available to humanity at this time. This fifth-dimensional healing flame, the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, is a resplendent emerald green and violet flame. As the emerald green facet of this flame of healing pulsates through our four earthly bodies, it restores and transforms our bodies. And then as the violet flame of infinite transmutation associated with this flame blazes through our bodies, it transmutes into light the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of whatever it is through all time frames and dimensions that caused the maladies in our bodies in the first place. Mother Mary and Hilarion have at their beck and call legions of healing angels who serve within the etheric temples of healing and music. These selfless healing angels help humanity to effectively utilize the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Because of the urgency of the hour, Mother Mary and Hilarion have asked these angels of healing to respond to the clarion call of the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. In deep humility and gratitude, these healing angels have volunteered to enter and to remain within the energy field of every person evolving on this planet while we go through the difficult process of transforming the diseased and mutated cells of our earthly bodies from carbon-based cells into crystalline-based solar cells of pure light. Within our crystalline-based solar cells of pure light, the maladies of aging, disease, degeneration, pain, and suffering cannot exist. You do not have to fully understand what all of this means in order to benefit from the gift of healing that is being given to humanity now by our Father, Mother, God. All you need to do is ask your I Am presence to take command of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies during this activity of healing light. Ask your I Am presence to invoke a beloved angel of healing to remain within your energy field to assist you with this healing process. Your I Am presence will allow the healing to occur through the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, within your earthly bodies in perfect alignment with your divine plan and your highest good. Once you have asked your I Am Presence to take dominion of your bodies, be at peace and be open and receptive to this healing activity of light that is being offered to humanity by our Father, Mother, God, in response to our I Am Presence's heart call. Now, beloved Mother Mary and Ascended Master Hilarion have given us several very powerful activities of light to assist us with this opportunity for healing our physical bodies. So today I invite you to join with me and lightworkers around the world as we tangibly experience a powerful activity of divine healing that is being orchestrated for humanity by beloved Mother Mary and Ascended Master Hilarion. I'm going to state this activity of light in the first person so that we will all experience it personally and tangibly. But remember, we are one with all life. So simultaneously, we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. This activity of light will be God victoriously accomplished through every person's I Am Presence in perfect alignment with his or her highest good and each one's divine plan. So now, ask your I Am Presence to take full dominion of your earthly bodies. Be at peace and be open and receptive to this wonderful gift of healing light from our Father, Mother, God. We begin by breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. Allow the focus of your attention to go within to the divinity of your heart. Within the divinity of your heart now, please follow me through this visualization and this divine activity of healing with the full power of your attention. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my spine as straight as possible and my arms and legs uncrossed. I am my I Am Presence. And this posture allows me to be the open conduit for the emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. I breathe in deeply and I completely relax. My I Am Presence takes full command, and any tension, doubt, or stress that I may have just drops away. This is a very special time just for me, and anything I need to take care of will be waiting for me when I'm through, so for the time being, I just let it go. A magnificent angel of healing has entered my energy field. The angel within my energy field is also expanding the heart call. And angels are entering the energy field of all humanity. Every angel is now standing in readiness to assist the I Am Presence of each and every person on Earth with the most intensified healing that cosmic law will allow. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Beloved Mother Mary and Ascended Master Hilarion, now join with me in consciousness. They breathe the emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation from their etheric temples of healing and music and project it into my heart flame. This gift of healing light flows through my heart into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies. As this sacred fire enters the core of purity in every electron, it prepares my bodies to receive the most intensified healing I am capable of receiving at this time. For this moment, I concentrate on the infinite perfection of my crystalline-based solar light bodies. I know it is time for this perfection to manifest in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, even though I am still abiding in the physical plane of Earth. I breathe in deeply again, and as I exhale, an intensified frequency of the emerald green and violet plane of healing through the power of infinite transmutation expands and expands through the heart flame of the angel of healing within my aura and the angels within the auras of all humanity. The angels breathe this sacred fire into the immortal, victorious threefold flame in each person's heart. As the healing flame merges with the divinity in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, it expands as a tremendous starburst and flows through my chakra system and my acupuncture meridians into every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This light begins the process of healing, cleansing, purifying, restoring, rejuvenating, and transfiguring every cell, organ, system, and function of my bodies back into vibrant health and eternal youth. Now, with a higher level of concentration, I realize that the magnificent angel of healing within my aura is standing behind me, placing her hands upon my shoulders, sending forth this powerful activity of healing through my heart flame and into every cell and organ, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy in my four earthly bodies and the spaces in between the particles and waves of energy within my four earthly bodies. The healing flame begins by expanding through my physical brain structure. It gently bathes the right and left hemispheres of my brain, passing back and forth between the hemispheres of my brain, bringing them into perfect balance. This is forming an infinity symbol, a reclining figure eight within my physical brain structure. As the healing light moves through my brains, all of the fragmented circuits are reconnected. The areas of my brain that are associated with short-term and long-term memory are now rejuvenated and function at their optimum potential. The areas of my brain that are chemically unbalanced, physically damaged, or dormant are healed and transformed into their full divine potential. My spiritual brain centers are reactivated and awakened to their full divine potential. My pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers at the base of my brain now function at full capacity. The emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation now descends down my spinal cord and expands out through my nervous system. It pulsates through my chakra system and all of the corresponding meridians and acupuncture points associated with my endocrine and chakra system. The healing flame removes every trace of disease, degeneration, or imbalance of any kind in my nervous system and my chakra system. The healing flame now blazes through my mental body, raising my conscious mind to empower my thinking process. With this healing, I am able to co-create the infinite perfection of the new earth through my thoughts. I am one with the divine mind of God, and I now easily recognize divinity within all life. The healing flame now flows into my eyes, removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The emerald green and violet flame restores my eyes to perfect sight, allowing me to see and recognize perfection in all life. My third eye is activated, and with my inner vision, I now clearly see the realms of light and the celestial beings who are abiding there, assisting me to fulfill my divine plan. Under the direction of the healing angel in my I Am presence, the flame of healing now flows through my ears, removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. This powerful healing light restores my ears to perfect hearing, allowing me to hear the inner voice of my I Am presence, the guidance of the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, and the celestial music of the spheres. The emerald green and violet healing flame now flows through my nostrils, my sinuses, my respiratory system, my lungs, larynx, vocal cords, trachea, bronchial tubes, and every function of my voice and breathing apparatus. The healing light removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. It enhances my breathing, which enables me to absorb the maximum prana that is given to me within the holy breath of the Holy Spirit. Through the divine love of the Holy Spirit, my Mother God, I am now empowered to speak with the tongues of angels. As I bring forth the truth from the realms of perfection. Now the healing flame expands through my mouth, through my teeth, my gums, my tongue, esophagus, down into my stomach, through my liver, gallbladder, my small intestines, my ileocecal valve, my large intestines, my appendix, my colon, my kidneys, my bladder, and every aspect of my digestive and elimination system. The healing light removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind within these systems, and every aspect of my digestive and elimination system is now healed, restored, and rejuvenated. I am able to effortlessly purify my body and assimilate my food and drinks perfectly. the angels of healing and my I Am presence now expand the healing flame through my spiritual brain centers, my pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and ganglionic centers at the base of my brain once again. From these spiritual brain centers, the remainder of the endocrine system, my thyroid, thymus, pancreas, spleen, adrenal glands, gonads, and all of the other glands associated with this ductless system are raised in energy, vibration, and consciousness. The healing flame removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. This sacred fire restores all of my endocrine system, all of the glands and functions, all of the hormones in my body to perfect balance and infinite divine potential. Now the emerald green and violet healing flame flows through my circulatory system, my lymphatic system, my lymph nodes, and my lymphatic fluid. It flows through my heart muscle and into the chambers and valves of my heart. It blazes through my veins and arteries, my capillaries, and my red and white blood cells. The healing light now expands into my bones and my bone marrow and blazes out to envelop my emotional body, the feeling nature within me. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores and rejuvenates every aspect of my circulatory system and my emotional body, allowing me to utilize my life force with a new sense of balance and harmony. I now empower my emotions and my feelings each day with divine love as I joyously create the infinite perfection of the new earth. The healing flame now flows into my reproductive system, my female or male organs. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. The healing flame restores every aspect of my reproductive system, allowing me to hold this sacred space either for myself or for anyone else who is destined to bring in the children of the new earth. The I Am presence of every person is now co-creating a force field of light within the reproductive systems of every potential father, and a chalice of light, a holy grail, within the reproductive system of every potential mother. These sacred spaces will be the open door through which all of the precious incoming children will be born into the physical plane. These transfigured and reproductive systems will enable the incoming children to have perfect vehicles through which they will co-create the new earth. Now the healing flame flows into my skeletal and my muscular system. It expands through my bones, my muscles, joints, tendons, ligament, cartilage, fat cells, and connective tissue. It removes every trace of imbalance or disease of any kind. The emerald green and violet healing flame restores every aspect of these systems, rejuvenating and empowering me with a new strength, a new youth, and a new form of activity. The healing flame now flows physical body and my etheric body. It removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. Through this healing light, my physical and etheric bodies are transfigured into their divine potential of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection. The emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation is now pulsating in, through, and around every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave, and the spaces in between of my four earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity. I now ask the healing angels and the legions of light associated with this sacred fire and beloved Mother Mary and Ascended Master Hilarion to project this healing flame into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every remaining particle of life evolving on this planet. I know and accept that this sacred activity of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation has been God victoriously accomplished this sacred and holy day in the realms of cause. And I know and accept that my healing angel and the healing angels within the auras of every man, woman, and child will increase this divine healing and manifest it in the physical world of form with my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, daily and hourly, with every breath I take. Through the gift of my Father, Mother, God's divine grace, this activity of light is being expanded 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, this cosmic moment by the company of heaven, preparing every person on this planet to receive the maximum light that cosmic law will allow during the activities that will take place in December as we birth a new earth, a new beginning for this blessed planet and all her life. For this, I am eternally grateful. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I am open and willing. I am receptive and grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. I am, I am, I am that I am. Now, in deep gratitude for my Father, Mother, God, the company of heaven, the angels of healing, Mother Mary, and Ascended Master Hilarion, I am grateful for the opportunity to participate in this powerful activity of healing for all life on earth. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body, knowing that it is pulsating with the full divine momentum of this healing activity. I gently move my fingers and toes, inhaling, exhaling, and gently open my eyes as I assimilate this gift of divine healing. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. Thank you for your willingness to be a surrogate on behalf of all humanity and on behalf of the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and beloved Mother Earth. We are so blessed to be able to assist the planet in this wondrous way during this unprecedented cosmic moment. Stay focused in the light during these powerful weeks that are unfolding for the rest of this year. Put your attention on what you want to manifest in your life, not the fears or the challenges that you don't want. Know that this is a moment when we are creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Please join with us again next week as we continue to expand the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.